Log.
Coming to you live, straight from the. Coming to you live, straight from the. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 646-200-4444. That's 646-200-4444. For listeners only, dial 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, hi, Radio Land. This is your host, Poetic Energy. We have a very interesting show for you today. We have author Joanne Meadows coming to the room today. She will be discussing about her book, I Want to Meet My Mama. And we're very excited for her coming onto the show discussing her book. I'm trying to chime in. Stephen, are you there? Stephen, are you there? Stephen, are you there? Hello? Well, we're going to go on with the show. We have, I have my co-host, Stevie G, which will be joining us pretty soon. But we have, I think we have our guests here. Before we go into inviting our guests here, we're going to hit you with a little bit of music until we get our featured guest on the line. This is the Despertour by Aisha Duyo. Please enjoy and stand by. Thank you. Okay, that was The Desperate Tour by Acia Duio. We're trying to chime in, our guest speaker here. We're trying to chime in. Thank you for listening in, everyone. This is your girl, Michelle Poetic Energy, in the house. We're trying to see if our guest is on the line yet. Joanne, are you there? Seems like we're having some technical difficulties. Steven, are you there? Steven, are you there?
Michelle?
Yes, this is Joanne?
Yes, I'm having a hard time getting you to hear me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't think you can hear me.
Yes.
I'm here, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Are you on a loudspeaker? I mean, you have a speak on the speakerphone? Steven, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Michelle.
Sorry for the tough technical difficulties. We finally have our guest, Joanne Meadows, author Joanne Meadows, on the line. We also have our co-host, Steve G in the house. We're going to go ahead and get things started with Joanne. We're going to start off by thanking her for accepting the invitation to come on live with us today, discussing about her new book, I Want to Meet My Mama, which is full of suspense, and I can't wait for her to begin to really talk about the book. So without further ado, Joanne, are you still there? Joanne? Did we lose her?
I can barely hear her. I just hear her fainting.
Joanne, if you're on a speakerphone, could you get off the speakerphone so we can hear you clearly? Can you hear us? We want to make sure that everyone can hear you when we begin to ask you the question. Stephen, can you hear?
I can't. I can only hear you.
I can hear
you well.
I can hear him too.
I can hear
him. Okay, you sound clearer now. You must have adjusted something, and it sounds we can hear you loud and clear. We got a lot of callers on the switchboard, so we want to make sure that they hear all they need to know. Find out all they need to know about your new book. We like to go ahead and start over again. Welcome, Joanne Meadows, author Joanne. host of the show, author of I Want to Meet My Mama. We're just going to follow through with the questionings of Joanne. Okay. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself as an author?
Okay, I'm Joanne Miller, as you know. Originally from Lynette, Alabama. Now I live in Los Angeles, California.
She's safe.
You say you're from Alabama, originally from Alabama?
Can you hear her?
No, I can't hear her. Joanne? Can you tell us a little bit about the book? Okay, what inspired you to write this particular book?
Well, like I said, I've been writing for a very long time, and I really want to find a title to really catch the eyes of the audience. You know, come up with something new.
Okay. And looking up the information about the book, you said it's a book of suspense. Is that more of your is it suspense? Is that more of your writing style? Are you still there, Joanne?
Joanne, can you hear us?
You seem to be going in and out a lot. We'll hear you clear for a moment, and then we can't hear you. You seem like you're very distant. If you can speak into your phone so that everyone, because we have a lot of callers within the on the switchboard, you know, waiting to hear about, you know, the exciting things about your book. But of course, they need to be able to hear you.
I can't hear her at all. Just faintly.
I can hear you out very well. I don't know why y'all can hear me.
Now we can hear you.
Now we can hear you very clearly.
I don't know what's wrong. You know,
I guess we have to complain to get to hear you. But we couldn't hear you for a minute, and now you're fading away again.
Oh, my. I don't know what it is.
Now we can hear you. Joanne, did you have any author that inspired your writing?
No, I would not say any other author. Just like my father was a writer before he passed on.
So is the book based on any realistic life situations that involved your life? I can't hear her. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
But we can barely hear you.
I can hear you all very well.
Now we can hear you.
Okay, well, I hope it stay like that until the end of this interview.
We do too.
Yeah. But yeah, I can hear you all well, very well.
Are there any books that you're interested in reading right now or that you're reading right now that really strike your interest? Yeah, we can hear you a little bit.
Oh, my. I don't know what's wrong here.
Can you hear Michelle?
Yeah, here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I can hear both of you as well.
How long did it take you to write the book, Joanne? That's always an interesting question to ask our author. Oh, really? What were some of the tactics that you used to to be committed to writing, to get the book complete? What are some of the things that you did to commit to writing and completing the book? Like, did you meditate, or did you have a place that you retreated to concentrate and focus on writing? What are some of the things that you actually actually see the book, come to a finished product? Did you hear that, Joanne?
He's going away again.
I don't know. We can hear each other, one another, very well.
Joanne, can you hear us?
What is it?
Yeah, my question to you was, what are some of the things that you actually did to commit to writing the book and finishing making it into a finished product? Okay, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief intermission and see can we get the lines a little bit clearer so our featured guests can hear us clear and we can hear her clearly. I'm going to put on some music for you all, so bear with us. Joanne?
Yeah. Can you hear me,
Michelle? I put on a little music here so we can try to get you.
Are you
because we have a lot of listeners on the switchboard. I want to make sure they can hear you.
What did she just say? I heard something about cell phone.
You got a call from your cell phone?
Give me.
Breathing?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Jill Scott was giving me. We're going to try this again and bring our featured guest, Officer Joanne Meadows, back in and see if we can hear her a little bit clearly. Joanne, are you there? Joanne, are you there? Stephen?
I can't hear her at all. Hello?
Joanne? She said she was calling in from her cell phone because problems with her other phone. Joanne? You're still in, Stephen, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Joanne?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, we only got 30
minutes back, and we can talk about some poetry. Is there anybody on the line that would like to say anything at all?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We only have 36 more minutes left for the show. We'd like to thank Officer Joanne Meadows for stopping by. Even though we had technical difficulties, maybe we can have her on a later time to finish her interview. But we do appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us what you were able to share with us. I guess we can go into the open mic portion. Stephen, you want to pop that off?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to see if we got any other listeners online. I see listeners on, but I don't hear anybody. Is there anybody online that wants to start this open mic?
We have a caller from the 631 area called. You're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. You want to recite a poem or say something? Caller with the 631 area code. Okay.
Call us 702-837-7575. Are you on the air with us? You wanna holler at us?
Call us from there. Area code 702-837 exchange. You wanna holler at us? Recite a poem. We're now into our open mic portion. Caller from the 702 area code. Okay. Caller from the 702 area code, are you there? Caller from the 760 area code, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
760.
Who do we have on the air?
Hello?
Yes, 760. Who do we have on the air with us?
I'm
sorry. Can you hear us?
Call us 760. Can you hear us?
Okay. I think everybody's getting a little shy here. Call us from the 404 area code. You're on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Either that or the technical difficulties are a little deeper than we thought.
Yeah. Well, call us from the 404. Are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this 404 area code?
Uh-huh. This is her niece, Tashonda Meadows.
Tashonda Meadows, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
can.
What you going to do for us? You going to recite some poetry for us?
No, I was just listening in, just being a supportive niece.
Well, that's a good thing. We all need the support. Now, I'm a brand new writer, too, just coming out with a book, and I sure need the support, so I can understand where you're going with that. Is she going to try to call us back, or?
Try to time her in, but, you know, we have to move on with the show.
Okay. Yeah, because I have difficulties as well. I couldn't hardly hear, you know, it was fading out.
Okay. I think she was having some problems with the phone.
Okay.
But, okay, well, thank you for stopping by. We're going to take the next caller.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Caller from the 678 area code. You're on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
ATL in the house.
ATL in the house. All right, now who do we have on air? Hello?
Wow.
Who do we have on the air with us? Are you there? Steven?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know. Caller 909, are you in the house with us tonight?
Yes, I am. This is Jana.
Hello, Janet. How
are
you?
Hi, Jana. How are you?
Okay, I finally got in.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we're glad to have you come on in. You going to recite something for us tonight?
Well, Michelle requested that I do Revival. So.
Yes.
Now I just lost it, so give me a second and I will find it again.
Okay.
Okay, I found it. It's called Revival. The man stretched out his arms as if to call our very souls to join him on the stage. This is all you need, he roared. Collect love. Hyperventilate. This is all you need. This much thumbed compilation of cerebral cells and sentiment and sin. This is all I need. Then ghosts of all the loves that I've collected waked, and my whole being quaked with the somatic flotsam of this very visceral flood. Blood clamored in my ears. Limbs quivered, palms, thighs soaked. Breath came in quick staccato gasps to suck in all the essences of being there, alive among those ghosts. And in the wake of his impassioned words stood Jared's daughter, whispering to arouse awareness, long thought dead, now manifest within the very cells that sum and serve my soul of what this treasure is I own. This is all I need. This is all I need.
All right.
Wow. Wonderful piece, Jana. I knew when you wrote that and you put it in the group that I definitely wanted you to recite that and wanted people to hear the passion from your writing.
Thank you.
Did you have another one that you wanted to recite, or?
Go on to somebody else.
Okay.
I'll recite one since I'm the host and co-host
okay.
of the show.
Go ahead.
I'm going to do a piece from my book called There She Goes Again. There she goes again, bringing up that same old shit and then wanting me to caress her body that night. After that long, drawn-out fight, there she goes again, creeping up on me in bed, her legs wrapping around my legs, expecting me to forget the earlier shit, but her leg feels good, so I hit it. There she goes again, getting on top of me and looking in my eyes and saying, Daddy, you like the way I ride? When we're done, I'm satisfied, and so is she. Then she looks at me and says, I gotta pee. There she goes again, screaming because I left the seat up, because her ass got all wet up. So I laugh when I hear the splash, while she screams like she has whiplash. There she goes again, mad at me once more, screaming and slamming doors, angry and won't speak to me. So I put my arms around her gently, but she shrugs me off a tad. I don't really think she's mad. There she goes again, asking me to put my arms back, but instead I kiss the small of her back, and she turns and looks at me and says, I love you, baby. There she goes again, cold as ice, then hot as fire. There she goes again, being my heart's desire. There I go again, loving her, because there she goes again.
All right, and that's that piece. What inspired that, like?
just an old girlfriend I live with that fell in one night because I left the seat up, and it really happened.
I see we have someone who...
I didn't hear the end of it for a minute, but it was all right afterwards.
Well, caller 973, we see your hand up. We're going to go to caller 973. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie T. How... Hello, caller 973. Caller 973, you're on the air.
Caller 973 is me.
Okay. We do. We have a... Okay.
I'll explain later.
Okay.
Caller
760. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see if I can call them back for you. We still got 25 more minutes.
We can hear you, caller 760.
Oh, well, let me see. I want to tell you that I heard you.
Is that Joanne?
I'm gonna try to call them back too, and I'll call you back later, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Joanne, I can hear you well. She's on the phone.
Well, we can hear you.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Yeah. Hi, Joanne.
Hey, I've been on the phone for since almost an hour. You all can hear me now again?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, loud and clear. It's just a different number.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me, Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah,
we can.
Okay, I can hear you all well.
Okay.
Joanne, your niece was all supporting you. Tell her we said we love supporters.
Okay, I heard her talking also. I will tell her.
So, Joanne, I just wanted to ask you a question. I couldn't hear you before, so I wanted to save the question, hoping that you call back. And my question was, do you have any advice? Because I'm an up-and-coming writer, and I just self-published a book myself, a poetry book. Do you have any advice for new writers coming out as far as publishing? And because these publishers are something to deal with, and maybe you might be able to give us some insight on that.
Yeah, well, I would advise, you know, any unpublished author or new author was, first of all, keep God first, stay focused, stay strong, stay positive, and, you know, and put yourself to your work and just keep writing.
Well, that's good advice, because that's just
great, great advice.
Yeah, just keep writing.
Is that what you want to do? Are you self-published or?
Yes, right now I am self-published.
Okay.
And my book is at.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. My book is at www.e-booktime.com, and it's also at Barnes and Noble, and Amazon.com, and it's at bookamillion.com.
Okay.
Okay.
So
great.
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble has it. Yes, Amazon.com, bookamillion.com, and there's many more websites. Bookstore that has it also.
Well, everybody that's listening, I hope you heard those links and those places you can purchase Joanne's book at, because I sure plan to buy one. And
thank you very much. And I love your piece that you just recited, Steve. That was very good. I like that.
Thank you. Well, I pride myself on poetry these days. I think, you know, I was inspired by music and singing, and it just, you know, I just started writing songs, and songs just inevitably.
Speaking of songs, Speaking of songs.
I'm writing songs too. Lyrics. I write lyrics.
I just love the way, you know, you can finagle words sometimes, and I think I really get a thrill out of that. So I think that's inspires
it's
me most of all.
To think about.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
very interesting.
Since you write lyrics, do you also sing as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes,
you have to. Sing.
Yes.
You want to hit a note for us?
No, not today. Not with this cold I have. I have a little cold.
Okay.
And it's
what
so
kind of
cold.
Songs
I'm sitting here now drinking tea.
Hey, Joanne, you know your reply to that was no, not tonight. I have a cold. But Michelle, you can hit one for us.
Yes, I am. I have a little sore throat. I'm sitting there drinking some herb tea. So I'll be doing some singing soon for you. You'll hear me.
Oh, really? You sing in church?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I haven't been to church in a while, I have to be honest.
Oh,
but
my.
I do miss church.
Yes. Yes. My father was a gospel singer, the late Joseph Meadows.
Really?
He was a great gospel singer, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What part of Alabama are you from again, Joanne?
Lynette, Alabama.
Where is that near?
All right.
Is that a Birmingham?
No. We're right down below Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. So you right off of 20 there somewhere.
Yes. The 85.
Okay. All right.
Mhm.
So where are you now, Joanne?
Excuse me.
Where are you residing now?
Oh, Los Angeles, California.
All right.
You like it out there?
Yes, I love Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. How you like it out there?
It's wonderful. I like it. I've been here for 19 years.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, 19 years.
Excuse me, Steve. What you say?
Do you autograph copies of the book? Can we get autograph copies? Because you're gonna be a star, right, one day?
Yes. I'm aiming for that. By the help of the good Lord, I will make it.
I will
autograph.
We can't go nowhere without him, that's for sure.
That's right. You have to put him first. Always put God first. And everything else
Amen.
Will fall into place. Yes.
Joy, do you have any current projects that you're working on? Any other projects you're working on?
Yes, I am working on more books. I am. I'm almost finished with them. They're fictional, too. And also, I'm be working on my life story.
Oh yeah, okay.
Mhm. So I have that out.
If you're a writer, do you write any poetry at all?
Yes, I write poetry also. Yes.
So why don't you recite something you've written?
I don't have it ready right before me right now. It's new.
Okay.
I've been mostly focused on my book. But I have written a little poetry, but I don't have it out with me right now. Because I'm over, focused on I Want to Meet My Mama. But I will. You'll hear me. You'll hear some of it. You'll see it written up in neon light.
We're going to have to get you back up on the show because you done made promises to us now. Now we're going to have to hold you to it.
Yes, that's right.
And
then
probably
lost a lot of
attention
and couldn't hear you all. You all couldn't hear me. Huh?
Yeah, I know. We have some depth. Definitely had some technical difficulties.
I hear you all well.
I had difficulties calling in myself, so
really?
I know it's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
hey, we got here. We made it.
Yeah. God stepped in. Satan tried to take over. God stepped in.
All right now.
Yes, Lord. So I hope all the listeners understood that and they do understand.
Oh, they will. We'll explain, and I'm sure they'll come back.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, I had asked you a question earlier when you couldn't hear me or we couldn't hear you in regards to your book. Was any of the book inspired by realistic things that happened in your life?
No, it was not at all. All of it was just made up.
Yeah, I being a writer, I run into a lot of people that think that,
mm-hmm.
I think me and Michelle talked about this last night. But a lot of people think that everything that you write has to be inspired by something. And it doesn't, because if everything was inspired, then you would lack your creativity, I think. So, you know.
Yeah. But I have talked to a lot of people. That book inspired them because some of it happened to them also.
Right.
That's some of their life stories, but none of that happened to me. There's something I wanted to write. There's something I came up with and just went with it.
Well,
and I thank God for that.
Yeah, anytime you can start something and finish it, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
How long has your book been out now?
It's been out right at 2 months.
Oh, yeah, how's it doing, sale-wise?
It's done well, very well.
Well, that's good. I hope mine does very well in 2 months.
Oh, it will. It will. But I'm expecting to do much, much better in the future. It will.
Okay. You know.
The more and more the word get out, the more and more you'll see the sales go up and up.
That's right. That's right.
That's one thing about
a
book. It don't never go nowhere. You know, it's always there. You know?
Right. Always there for someone to read.
10 years from now, you may be even collecting royalties on the same book.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? So that's the good thing about
it. Right.
Yeah.
Am I fading away again?
No, you're here. You're here.
Okay, good.
Oh, this phone is actually, the phone that you're on now is really, really good because we can hear you well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Somebody else is calling us from a 760 number. Maybe this person would like to speak to Joanne. Let me click in and see if she wants to speak to you, Joanne. You have a minute,
great.
Joanne?
Thank you.
All right.
Go ahead.
Call us 670-536. Would you like to say anything to Joanne? Maybe she can't hear us either.
Oh, my.
Sometimes people get a little shy. That's to be expected.
Yeah. Probably something wrong with their phone, too. We can never tell.
Mm-hmm.
They probably can't hear us. We can't hear them.
Because
I didn't hear you from the beginning. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it was a pleasure talking to somebody that's doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Right,
you know,
right. I'm glad to talk to you, too. And
you know,
listen
you
to
learn
your piece.
From everything. Listen
right.
to my piece.
Yeah, I heard it all. It was wonderful.
All right. Joy, well,
tell the people again where you can be contacted at, all your contact information.
They can contact me at Joe Meadows, MEADOWS, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle,
I hope
your
website information again, I mean your book link
and
information.
My book, I Want to Meet My Mama, can be purchase at www.e-booktime.com. And it's also at the Barnes & Noble, Amazon, bookamillion.com.
All right. You know, I told you before that title sounds like a good stage play production title.
Oh,
I Want to Meet My Mama.
Maybe we can do that in the stage play one day, so I hope. it would be very wonderful.
Have you thought about that before?
I really have.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so we might make that happen, hopefully.
Yeah, we look forward to that.
Oh, yes. Yes, praise God.
So we're going to wrap up your interview. We really, really would appreciate you stopping by. And
you're more than welcome. Thank you all for having me.
Joanne Meadows. I Want to Meet My Mama. Again, she can be found on. What is Joanne? Tell them your email address again.
My email address is be contacted at joemeadows@sbcglobal.net. That's Joe Meadows MEADOWS at sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook.
Okay, Joanne.
Okay, Joanne. It was a pleasure having you on the show again, and we hope that
thank you all for having me. I enjoyed talking to you, too, and listening.
Oh. Hey, Joanne, don't forget now, we got to get you back up on here.
Oh, most definitely.
And you got to recite poetry for us.
I will have it ready for you next time.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure you get enough. We're gonna make sure you get enough tea in your system.
Yeah, praise God.
And make sure you use the phone that you're using now.
We got somebody in the 760 area code on here. They probably know you. I wonder if that's your niece.
Probably my daughter.
536-9292.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Tell your daughter I said she should speak. Speak to
she
us.
She probably is speaking. You probably can't hear her.
Is she on the same phone you were on before?
No, she's not with me. She's in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
But her name is Trentalus Metal Sweet.
Is she an aspiring writer, too?
Yes, she is.
All right, that's why she needs to be listening and talking.
Yeah, she's on Facebook also. You can see some of her on Facebook.
And Mama knows best.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get some more poetry in here. We got 11 more minutes before we wrap it up. And we're going to thank you again, Joanne, for stopping by. You're quite welcome. We're going to have a few pieces that I'm going to – we have a group called Meet the Authors on USA on TAG website. And then we have a young lady that's from the Philippines named May Clear. She's from the Philippines, so it's difficult for her to connect with the Blog Talk environment. So I promised her that I would read some of her poems for her. And she's an excellent poet and a great inspiration. So I'm going to cite one of her pieces called Bitter Cups.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's a great title.
Yes, I like that. Here's this piece. For the hidden secrets of each withering page, I bid a soft farewell. For the silent whispers in between afternoon walks under a red sun, I kiss you goodbye. The dry petals stuck in books of wards and unforgiving songs has yellowed with time and space. The theater tickets on the table have locked in days. It has taken in the absence of your resounding laughter. For empty seats that you have left for me, blistering winds, I assume a frigid absolution. For the bitter cups that we've shared when rain starts to pour, I leave my table napkins with stale ink forming your crooked handwriting. The frames still resemble the months of the lights and candles. They have dulled with the passing tears that have refused to fall. The rapid tracks of senselessness, sonnets on the back of my note fade. The long letters begin to bleed. For the unspoken desires welling up inside rimmed glasses, I write a line of lamentation. For the stars that have spoken on your behalf, I leave an honest reply of flowers and a midsummer dance. The wooden hands that have found home in my tired wrist turn black as ravens with embers within. The enduring embrace of sorrow has lured me into the bright side of solitude and silence. For the memories that have been forgotten, I offer my reassuring touch. For the purple jacket that still hangs in my closet, I shall grant the banishing of the rusting keys. The skies painted a fragile smile, a beam of parting. For the words left undeclared, though unyielding, I utter my surrender. That's that piece, Bitter Cups, by May Clear, fine poetess.
Wow,
he's from the Philippines.
That was really
very
nice.
Powerful.
I've read that before, but that was really nice.
It was really nice.
Well, I'm gonna have to compliment her on that.
Yes, absolutely.
That was really beautiful.
Well, we're gonna have to really figure out something where she can come in and be able to recite. But we do have Stephen. Did you have any more that you wanted to recite?
Yeah, I'll read one more before we close.
Okay.
This one's called. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying go ahead.
This one's called It Occurred to Me. It occurred to me this morning while thinking love is here now but could be gone in an inkling, that God will bless me with a woman so sweet, just gorgeous, every man's eye treat, a woman that could teach me more on how to be a man, to be patient, to trust, and to understand.
Great.
It occurred to me as I scrolled back through the decades, how life could be such a stifling maze, how learning from lessons have paid off, how a woman's touch can be so soft, how dreams can be lost and cause regret, how amazing the mind is not to let us forget. It occurred to me, my children, God's greatest gift to me, that I adore completely. They have started new family in replica of me. They will endure more and see more than I had to see. Precious they are in this cold, cold world, two strong boys and two beautiful girls. As they grow older, they know not what they face. This world is not sugary and not lace. It occurred to me that my God has a place for me, a place I won't regret to be. He'll place a woman in my life to share his blessings, my heart, and his breath of air. He's watching as I write these lines. He's been watching all the time, guiding me through the storms of life. When blinded, he has been my sight. It occurred to me, God has always been beside me, loving me and guiding me.
And that's that piece.
It occurred to me.
Wow, that was wonderful, Stevie G. Ooh,
yes.
How powerful.
Well, I appreciate it.
And
Mrs. Very great. Bell, Have you got nothing to bless us with tonight?
I most certainly do. Before I do that, I just want to acknowledge the guests in the chat room, guest 5191 and guest 5552. Thank you for being in attendance with the show this evening. We really appreciate you all stopping by and just waving hi. I have a piece that I am going to. We got 5 minutes before we go into the announcements. Okay, I have Bleeding Hearts is this piece. I never knew a heart could feel so much pain, punctured, wounded, dripping, oozing, life losing, mass blood stain, mind registering, insane. I just can't wrap it around my brain why the church could cause me so much pain. Nobody knows me, but God chose me. My message wasn't about popularity or prosperity, but about worshiping and serving God in serenity and sincerity. A message of brotherly love with no accountability was the message they wanted me to preach. The Spirit of God warned me that this would be a message in full breach. I thought the church was a place of refuge, shelter, physical, mental, spiritual healing. Now it has become a place of willing and dealing. No regard for the lost soul. It's all about how much money can I hold. Prophets and prophetess, many titled themselves as this, but if they really understood the mission of a calling such as this, then they would know that God's appointments come with a twist. It is not the obvious person in the church, in the pulpit, or in your midst. It's the poets, the writers, the heart enlighteners. It is the person who understands humility but is equipped with power and the ability. It's the person who understands humility but is equipped with the power and ability to fight for the cause, breaking down barriers the enemy has built for us all to fall. It's the person God chooses to form a synergy. It's the person who understands the Godhead and the union of his trilogy. It is not the person who rips out hearts, serving them up on platters, rolling on carts, seeking to eat and with their molars complete devour. It is those that have experienced hurt and pain from another's pain that know they would not gain. They are the people who are chosen to be a voice. They are the people that God gives not a choice, because he has picked them and clothed them with compassion. The gifts he has placed in them is beyond what the natural man can even imagine. They are persons that from the heart God created them to have bleeding hearts, not the kind punctured, wounded, dripping, oozing, life-losing, but the kind that is whole, mended, open, only for forgiving, healed, filled with compassion, sealed tight, no room for hurt, brave, full of life and heart, and strong with all might. And that's that piece.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes, very good.
Well, I guess we're about to come to a close. It's 9:58. And Joanne, once again, we appreciate you coming through.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you all having me.
And please don't be a stranger.
Oh, I will not. I most definitely will be keeping in touch with Michelle, and I'll find a way to get in touch with you, too.
And I'm going to make sure I get a copy of your book.
Thank you so much.
And to those out there who would like to purchase a copy of mine, it's called Poetic Soul by Stevie G, and you can get it on Amazon.com and Trafford.com.
Okay, very quickly, I'm going to make a few announcements. September 8, 2010, at the Westin Book Cadillac Hotel, downtown Detroit, the International Fool of Women Expo is going on. Yours truly will be reciting a poem specifically for the event. You can find out more information on thefoolofwomanexpo.com, or you can call Kathy Jones McBride at 313-850-4507. September 25th, I will be performing at the CB12 TV Comcast 20, a fundraiser at the Performing Arts, Dearborn Performing Arts Center. Yours truly will be performing as well. So we're asking for you to come out and support all those in the Metro Detroit area. And we thank you, all the guests, for stopping by, all those who hung out for a minute. We really thank you for coming by, and hope that you will come by again. We only could get better. We had a little technical difficulties, but it can only get better. Steven, you have anything to say?
Nah, just good night and God's blessings to everybody.
Thank you very much. Nice talking
to you
guys.
Good night,
Joanne. Good night. Nice talking to you. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We'll talk again soon.
Are we off the air?
Quinn! That phone in there? Right there. You show up on my...
Stephen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hang up and call you, so...
All right, hang up and call me. I need to talk to you anyway.
Okay.
All right.